And this was the president's response. Take my word and be assured. Reports of my demise are premature.
Material's coming a little bit too fast. I mean, it's like a gusher, and I'm just running around with a bucket trying to catch it all. And it's I can't keep up. I'm telling you the truth. I can't keep up with the rhetoric, the empty campaign rhetoric. There's so much of this controversial, as many of these controversial issues, that I have to double up on them to save time. So how do I do that? Let's see. Bill Cosby and Donald Trump go into a bar, and seated at the bar is Sarah Palin. And Cosby gives Sarah a drink, and when she wakes up, she endorses Trump. Have to double up on them.
Have you ever in your time doing this witnessed such different and historic times?
No, never. I said the same thing eight years ago in 2008. That was wild with Hillary and Obama battling it out. But this is new ground. This really is. This is unbelievable. I'm glad I was still around to cover it.
And you thought you retired.
That was a big mistake. Really. I was kind of bored, and so I retired, but I was still writing material. So the only way to do it would be as an amusing dinner guest. And people say, well, when are you going to start? No, but I mean, I'd be in a restaurant, and I'd start to do a little routine. And just as I get to the punchline, the waiter would show up with a list of the specials. So the reason I came back, and that was I was only out for a couple of years. So I came back and I did a show here at WNED. And right about that time, some congressmen went over to the Middle East. This is true. And they got drunk and they went skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee. And I thought, that's it. I'm coming out of retirement.
I'm back, right?
Yeah.
Now, Donald Trump is coming here. He'll be here Monday evening for his big rally at our First Niagara Center. If you had a chance to see him and give him some of your work, what would you start out with?
I learned something about him a few years ago. This was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, which is it's a big dinner of a lot. It's a lot of roasting and jokes and like that. And Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live was the performer, and he's up at the microphone, and he's really letting Trump have it. Now the camera zeroes in on Trump, and he's got that familiar scowl that we see every day, just scowling with these jokes, and that's very amateurish. I mean, public personality 101 is that when somebody's letting you have it like that, at a dinner like that, you stand up and you throw your arms out and with a big grin on your face, and you've accomplished two things. It shows that you have a sense of humor about yourself. It shows you can take a joke. And also, you've taken the focus away from the guy who's ridiculing you. But he looked awful, and it did not serve him well. It's difficult for him to smile, and that's important. He's a very, very crude guy. Now, having said that, in a sense, he could be good for America because as he becomes more full of himself, more self-absorbed, he could explode, which would be an unlimited source of natural gas without fracking.
Well,
he'll be very he'll do well here in Buffalo, I think, because you have a cross section, and the anger out there is legitimate. I mean, Bernie Sanders, he's got this. It's incredible. I mean, here's a situation: you have 20 somethings flocking to a 74-year-old, which is a classic case of Common Core math. But they love – see, a lot of people, they think, well, Sanders is going to be elected, and therefore all my student loans will vanish. You know, it's a scam. He's got them – it's snake oil, in my opinion.
And throw in the Hillary factor.
Well, dear me. I have sometimes when I can't think of a song to write a parody about, I just do a limerick. You know, the Clinton Foundation, that's the New World Bank. Hillary and Bill have lots of folks to thank. If they make it to the White House, it will be said the Lincoln bedroom's going to need a bigger bed. Well, that's how they answer the phone. They say, good morning, Clinton Foundation. What's in your wallet?
Do you ever get in trouble for your pieces? Do people criticize you?
Do people criticize? Oh, let me count the weight. Of course.
What
of
they
course,
telling?
if they didn't, they I wouldn't be doing it right. Sometimes we'll say, well, he's on PBS, therefore he's a liberal. You know, they forget the PBS has featured such liberals as William F. Buckley, Julia Child, who was in the OSS, the forerunner of the CIA. You know, she only cut off the left wings of the chicken. So that would be it. And sure, if they disagree, and then they don't like it. The whole idea when I did shows for PBS, the whole idea was that I was bipartisan. It was an equal opportunity offender, so forth. But they really don't want you to be equal opportunity. If a person is a staunch Democrat or a staunch Republican, they want you to be one-sided.
Well, Mark Russell, what a pleasure to meet you in person and have a chance to talk to you.
I will be using the F word, filibuster.
We will watch for that.
Okay, thanks.
Mark Russell, thank you.
Thank you.
And by World War II, Americans were singing a song that Americans are sort of still singing today. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Get Dawn detergent, scrub them in a hurry. Folks,